Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. And now Rosaline Gallagher of Laurel Hill Secondary School, Limerick, is going to give you a sample answer to a question on Macbeth.
I'm going to look at how to answer a question on the role of the witches in Macbeth. There are four key areas that should be discussed. Firstly, how Shakespeare's audience would have viewed the witches as representatives of evil. Secondly, how the witches influence events and advance the plot. Thirdly, how they expose Macbeth's weakness, his fatal flaw. And lastly, how they contribute to the dark and foreboding atmosphere of the play. We may decide to begin by referring to how Shakespeare's audience would have viewed the witches. When the play was first performed in 1606, James I was King of England, and he had written a book about witchcraft called Demonology. While he was King of Scotland, 300 people were accused of being witches and were tortured. Shakespeare's audience would have been well versed in the signs of someone possessed by demons. A trance-like state, actions that were out of character, hallucinations, and the inability to sleep. All of these they would have seen in the character of Macbeth. Therefore, as a modern audience, we should not dismiss the witches as superstitious nonsense. To the people watching the play, they were very real. So in our essay, we should state how Shakespeare intended them to represent evil in the play. Returning then to our second point, we should ask ourselves how the witches advance or influence the plot. We need to find answers to the following. Would Macbeth have murdered Duncan if he had not heard the witch's prophecy, "Thou shalt be king hereafter"? Would he have murdered Banquo had he not heard, "Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none"? And would he have murdered Lady Macduff and her family had he not heard, "Macbeth, Macbeth, beware Macduff"? Now you begin to see how many main events in the play can be attributed to the witch's influence. We must therefore decide on the extent of this influence. The witches predict, tempt, and warn Macbeth, but they do not tell him to commit murder. They tell him exactly what he knows or what he desires to hear. They tempt him, but they do not control him. Despite their limited powers, the witches have a strong influence on Macbeth. The impact of the witches and that of Lady Macbeth are major factors in his downfall. We should look to Macbeth's acceptance of the first two predictions to illustrate this. We can describe how he is rapt with awe, mesmerised by their predictions, and how he ignores Banquo's warning about the instruments of darkness. Later in Act 4, there is further evidence of their powerful influence. He is foolishly reassured that no man of woman born shall harm him, and that Birnam Wood will not move to Dunsinane Hill. Emboldened by them, Macbeth careers towards his doom. Macbeth has been betrayed in deepest consequence, and his realisation of the true nature of the witches comes too late. In Act 5, Scene 8, Macbeth states, "And be these juggling fiends no more believed that palter us in double sense." This brings us to the third point of the essay. How the witches expose Macbeth's vaulting ambition, his fatal flaw. In this part of the answer, we might explore how the witches set Macbeth a moral challenge, as shown in the soliloquy in Act 1, Scene 3. "My thought, whose murder is yet fantastical, shakes so my single state of man, that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not." How temptations are dealt with ultimately depends on a man's character. Macbeth's character is found to be lacking. His vaulting ambition overrides his moral sense, and he ultimately dismisses that horrid image that doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature. Spurred on by the witch's temptations, he murders Duncan, then Banquo, and later Lady Macduff and her family. An interesting point to include here is how the witch's presence lessens Macbeth's culpability, especially in the first half of the play, and this serves to heighten the tragedy. We can see how the witches prey on the weakness in his character, how they dupe him with honest trifles, Thane of Glamis and Cawdor, and therefore the audience do tend to sympathise with Macbeth because he is charmed by these powerful, malevolent predictions. Finally then, we turn to the fourth point, how the role of the witches contributes to the overall atmosphere of the play. Here we can discuss Act 1, Scene 1 and Act 4, Scene 1. Both scenes brilliantly illustrate the dark and foreboding atmosphere of the play. The thunder and lightning in Act 1, Scene 1, the fog and filthy air, the desert heath, Grey Malkin and Paddock. In Act 4, Scene 1, we could mention the grotesque nature of the contents of their cauldron, and we could illustrate how their dark powers are shown by the spectacular nature of the apparitions. We could also refer to a stage or film production we have seen and talk about the effectiveness of these scenes in creating a malevolent and frightening backdrop to the downfall of Macbeth. We need to ask ourselves the question, would the film or stage production have been as interesting or memorable without them? In conclusion then, we have examined the important and significant role the witches play in Macbeth. Firstly, we discussed how Shakespeare and his contemporaries would have viewed the witches as a real and terrifying threat. Secondly, we illustrated how the witches advance the plot of Macbeth. Thirdly, we have shown how the witches ignite Macbeth's ambition. And lastly, we examined their contribution to the atmosphere of the play, and how the play would be less interesting and less appealing without them.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.